vest, so yeah. That would be a three-piece, I guess. Coat and vest, pants. That would be your three-piece.
Okay, if you had somebody that, say it was a good friend or a relative, or you're living as a roommate or something like that, that you could wear his clothes. You could say that his clothes did what?
Look better.
Well, but say you could wear them, and I mean they were the same size. In other words,
yeah.
You could say that his clothes
fit. That's him.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, would fit.
Okay. Say you wanted to go out and your clothes were really you felt you needed some others. They were worn out. You might go out and get what?
New clothes.
Okay. Or if you want to get real fancy, you could get what?
Fancy clothes.
All right. Okay. If you carry a lot of stuff like I do, pockets.
Pockets loaded, yeah.
We'll just call something like that exhausting. The pockets did, the pants are doing what? They're
bulged out.
Yeah. I mean, you probably had this happen because they really, it's one thing, it really improved material of fabric and stuff last a while. But remember before, a lot of the synthetics, when you'd wash something, a lot of times it would fit you real good before you washed it, and then it would be real tight when you
shrunk.
Yeah. The what do you call a thing that the lady carries her coins around in?
Pocketbook, I suppose, or coin holder.
You have any other word for it?
I would
know. Okay. What do you call a piece of jewelry that women wear around their wrist?
Wrist watch.
Well, not a watch, but the other piece. It's just
wrist
purely
bracelet.
Yeah. Okay. What do you call a thing that you carry in the rain, keep from getting wet?
Rain gauge or
not a gauge, just to see how wet you're
getting.
It
comes over you.
Oh yeah.
To keep the rain off. You push it up, and sometimes it turns inside out.
Oh, yeah.
What is that?
Yeah, I don't know. Just what I never use them. I wouldn't know. What would you say?
Well,
I don't know.
say if a lady wants to carry one around, so she.
Oh, umbrella.
Yeah.
Probably umbrella.
The. The bed is right here. I'm going to talk about the parts of the... What all do you have on the bed here in terms of different things that are on the bed?
We have sheets there and a blanket and pillows and pillowcases, and that's about it, I guess.
Well, what do you call this this thing on top here? This thing?
That's a blanket.
Okay. All right. Did you ever have anything that you put over top of the blanket? Did you ever have any real thick thing that maybe was put together from scraps of material?
No.
Filled with goose down?
No.
Okay. What'd you call a bed that was made up on the floor?
Bunk bed.
You would call it a pallet or anything like that?
Well, something similar. A bunk bed is something just as similar.
Okay. The if you have real rich black soil, it's not sandy, what do you call that?
Productive soil.
Is there a word though specifically for that kind of soil?
Well, it's probably
you wouldn't say loam or anything like that?
No, rich loam, yes.
Yeah.
Rich loam would be in the same wording as productive soil, and that would hit the same spot.
If you had sort of a low-lying but not wet grassy area, what would you call that?
Marsh.